Here's your cooking tip for Tuesday. A cutting board is a critical tool in the kitchen, in every kitchen, matter of fact. Choosing a cutting board is almost as much as important than choosing your knives. Finding the right cutting board can make your life of living awesome heaven in a kitchen, plus make your cutting, slice and chop and go a little bit more smoother. While we feel there is so many reasons why we need to choose the main choices in cutting boards, we need to think about wood or plastic. Even though there's another options in the marketplace now for cutting board materials such as marble and glass and so much other crap, we don't recommend them as much quickly. We all know it, dull as your knife. Factors to consider when you're choosing your cutting board. Alrighty. The first one is size. In cutting boards, size always matters. You can always cut smaller items on a larger board, but it don't work to cut larger items on smaller boards. The size of your cutting board is more factor of your budget, how you plan on cleaning it, and the space you have to store your board. If you choose the plastic cutting board, make sure it can fit under fit in your dishwasher. Now, if you don't have a dishwasher, you can choose a wooden cutting board. Just make sure you have a reasonable way to wash your board after the use. Now, selecting a board with a width just less than the width of your sink will ensure easy cleanup, and it goes pretty quick. The last factor of determining the size of your board is where you store your board. Make sure you have a clean, dry place to store your board when it's not being used. Next, The plastic cutting board wins a place in competition. Quality wooden cutting boards are made of hard maple or other hardwoods. If the cost is a major consideration for the plastic cutting board, will always be more economical choice. Let's talk about the sanitation. There's been many debates whether wood or synthetic cutting boards offer better sanitation. One school of thought says wooden boards offer protection because bacteria may not like the wood surface and would die if bacteria remain on the cleaning process. Plastic boards, on another hand, offer a non-processed surface, so juices are unable to penetrate the surface. Furthermore, the plastic boards can be sanitized in the dishwasher, where cleaning process is more likely to kill all the bacteria. Now, wood cutting boards should not be cleaned in the dishwasher or soaked in water. Now, the proper way to clean a cutting board, the wood cutting board, is to scrub with hot soapy water immediately after use. While the jury is still out doing their thing on the most sanitary cutting boards and proper cleaning of the cutting boards after each use, is vital to the sanitation of any cutting board. How cutting boards can keep your knife sharp. The choice of a cutting board can improve your knife's ability to hold the edge. While the best choice of keeping your knife sharp is a wooden cutting board, the wood is soft enough that it may cause less damage to your cutting board. The best cutting boards have an end grain facing of the butcher block style. Now, this style is durable and allows the knife to slide between the vertical wood fibers. The next best cutting board surface is plastic cutting boards. Now, these cutting boards are pretty easy on the knife edges and practical to use. Unlike wooden cutting board, the plastic can be tossed in the dishwasher for sanitation reasons. The cutter boards are available in many sizes and are priced pretty cheap. The last choice in cutter boards would be glass, marble, or any other. These cutting surfaces are just too hard for your knife. Constant chopping and slicing on these boards will dull even the highest quality kitchen knife. Alrighty. Anesthetics. A cutter board is necessary to any kitchen. If a functional piece can double as a decorative piece of cutting board, you can really save space in your kitchen. Quality of wooden cutting boards are attractive as pretty much functional. Nothing says a look good lives here, or a good cook lives here. Well, like a nice wooden cutting board, other cutting boards don't seem to have the same appeal. Well, I'm going to stop it right there. A kitchen doesn't need an appeal to attract guests in there. Alrighty, your guests need to stay out of your kitchen. Alrighty, that's the bottom line. Other cutting board tips. Replace cutting boards when they come deeply worn or cracked. Be aware of the cross-contamination of food. It is recommended that you use separate cutting boards for raw meats, chicken, or other products. You may want to consider using color-coded boards for easy identification. Sanitize boards time to time or every use. Please use a solution of 5% white vinegar with 4 parts of water. Please properly season your wood cutting board. Now, here's a how to season your wooden cutting board. Before using a new wooden cutting board, you will need to properly season your cutting board. Seasoning will prevent staining, absorption of food odors, and bacteria will keep water from penetrating the wood, which causes warping and cracking. You will need to season your wood with oil that is edible and tasteless. The most common recommendation for oil is a USB grade mineral oil. It is very inexpensive and can be found at most drugstores. Vegetable oil and olive oil are not recommended as they can turn rancid. Now, there's some other alternatives to mineral oil, but you must verify that it's pretty much food safe finishes. It is best to apply the oil slightly warm to the cutting board in the direction of the grain. Then allow the oil to soak in for maybe about 30 minutes between the coats. Now, 4 to 6 coats are very highly recommended for the initial seasoning. You will need to re-oil your cutting board on a monthly basis when it looks dry. Now, that is your cooking tip for Tuesday on the 23rd.